Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we see that when we come to worship you,
主耶稣，我们来你的面前来敬拜你。
We celebrate.
我们庆祝。
But we also ask your Holy Spirit cleanse us.
我们也愿你的圣灵来洗净我们。
So we are pure before the throne of grace.
所以我们在这个恩典的宝座之前能够有圣洁。
We ask your Holy Spirit purify my tongue.
我也求圣灵来洁净我的舌头。
Purify my heart.
来洁净我的心。
So I can be a useful vessel for you.
所以我能够成为你有用的器皿。
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们以耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
、it's been a while since I see you guys.
已经好久没有见大家了。
And I told somebody this morning, says, I have to learn to say no.
我早上跟人说，我要学会说不。
I remember years ago, a seminary student walking to our church and asked to be a teacher in a Sunday school just because he's a seminary student.
我记得多年之前我在原来的教会的时候，有一个神学生跑到我们的教会，说他要来教主日学，就是因为他有学历。
Of course.
当然了。
I politely.Refused.
我很有礼貌地跟他说不行。
Just because you took a few classes in the seminary does not mean that you are qualified to be a teacher in the church and by extension a leader in the church.
不是因为你上过了神学院，你就自然而然的就变成了一个教会的教师，甚至成为一个领袖。
Leadership is critical.In the life and ministry of the church.
一个教会的领袖对于一个教会的生命来说是非常重要的。
I believe,
我相信,
many of the problems in our church today are the problem of leaderships.
很多时候教会的问题是从领袖开始的。
Really, a healthy church has bad leaders.
一个健康的教会是很难有一个不健康的领袖的。
Or, on the other hand, a divided and unhealthy church have good leaders.
反过来说，一个分裂的、不健康的教会很难有一个好的领袖。
A leader in God's kingdom is never called; they are forged.
所以呢，一个教会的领袖应该不是说简单的呼召，而是慢慢的塑造而成的。
God always call one to be a servant.
神总是在呼召他的仆人。
That he is to serve God and his sheep.
他是来是侍奉神，然后照顾神的羊。
Not called to be a leader.
其实不是叫过来做一个世上的领袖的。
Leader in the church is tested.In his service to God.
所以一个教会的领袖他在教会里常常在他为神的侍奉上受到试验。
And he has a passion for God's interest.
他对神的心愿有很大的热忱。
This is the story of Nehemiah.
这是尼希米记讲的这个故事。
One cannot tell the story of Nehemiah without talking about the man.
所以如果要学尼希米记的话是不可能不讲尼希米这个人的。
So today's message is about this man.
所以今天的信息是关于尼希米这个人。
And this man, what he told us about serving the Lord.
所以这个人教我们如何来侍奉神。
So it is overall look at Nehemiah the man.
所以呢，这是一个对于尼希米这个人的一个纵观。
Chapter 11 and 12 shows also who this man is.
11到12章当然也是显示出这个人是怎么样的。
So, from the very beginning,
从一开始的时候
you see that Nehemiah was not called in the traditional sense that God called his servant, called a prophet.
所以呢尼希米被呼召跟圣经里有些地方讲的地方呼召是不一样的。
He was not called to go back to Jerusalem to repair the wall.
所以神没有直接的呼召尼希米回耶路撒冷去重修城墙。
But instead, he heard what happened in Jerusalem, and he cried over that.
但是开始的时候是尼希米听说了耶路撒冷的光景，他就为此而痛苦。
He was passionate about the city of David.
他对大卫的城充满了热忱。
Where God promised to dwell.
因为那是神应许他会同在的地方。
Sometimes we're mistaken thinking that God speaks to those he called.
有的时候我们有一个误会，认为神会直接的对那些他呼召的人讲话。
The reality is that often our passion for a cause, for a ministry, for a people group are the signs that God stirring in our heart.
很多时候其实是这样的，就是当我们对神的事工，对神的子民有蛮有热情的时候，神就在我们的心中动工了。
That is God's doing.
这些都是神在做工，我们才会有的。
There may not be a verbal word like Jonah heard, go to Nineveh and preach.
这可能不像是在约拿书里面讲的一样的，说你要去尼尼微去那里去讲道。
But the passion that you have for God's cause, for His people, is God's doing the stirring.
所以呢，我们要知道，当我们对神的事工特别和神的子民特别有热心的时候，这就是神在我们的心中做工了。
This is Nehemiah's experience.
这是尼希米的他的经历。
A leader must have a passion.
所以一个领袖必须有一个热忱。
What is that passion?
是什么样的热忱呢?
Nehemiah, it is the state of Jerusalem.
所以尼希米最关心的是耶路撒冷的景况。
He took an active interest.
他是主动的来关心这个事情。
He questioned those who just came from there.
因为有这样的热情，有人来，他就会问耶路撒冷的景况。
The passion makes him weep. Over the city, emotionally involved.
所以他这样的热忱让他为了这个耶路撒冷的光景而哭泣，他的情感是在当中的。
Passion is never just a cerebral exercise.
所以热忱并不是头脑里面的一个活动。
It involves to a large extent your emotions.
我们的热忱是包含了很多我们的感情。
I believe.The combination of your determinations and emotion leads to action.
所以我相信呢，当情感和决心加到一起的时候，就会产生行动。
This is what drove Nehemiah to ask for leave of absence.
这就是为什么尼希米要问波斯王，他要出去一段时间。
Well, he has no idea what he's about to do, but This burning desire drives him to act.
虽然他在告假的时候还不知道他要干什么，但是他火热的心就让他开始行动起来。
Too many of the leaders in our church look at the leadership as a job.
跟现在呢很多教会的领袖来比的话，现在很多人把教会领袖看作是一个工作。
Or a, we call ministry, it is a work to be done.
或者是一个事工，是一个我们要做的一个事情。
Or the leaders step up because no one else would.
或者说一个领袖他站起来是因为没有别人可以站起来。
I often suggest a church leader ought to have an exit strategy.
有的时候我就会跟教会的领袖说，你必须有一个计划好如何离开。
When you take the job, you think about how should you leave it.
所以你在开始这个领袖工作的时候就应该考虑你离开的时候怎么样。
That's what I suggested.
这是我以前讲的。
And now I'm looking at it, it's a, such a bad suggestion.
现在我想想其实这个建议是非常不好的。
It suggests a leader is looking forward to shedding his responsibility. He's looking to leave, even when he just got in there.
因为这个建议的隐含的意思是说一个教会的领袖刚开始的时候就打算离开了。
This is not a leader with passions for the cause.
如果一个领袖是这样的话他是没有热忱的。
If he has a passion, he will stay on the work until someone drag his body away.
他说如果一个是一个真正热忱的领袖的话他是要做到死为止的。
There is no exit strategy for a passionate leader.
所以一个满怀热忱的领袖是不会考虑如何逃走的。
So the first thing is that the leader must have a passion for what he is about to do.
所以我们从
what he is going to do.
所以我们从尼西米学到的教训教功课就是第一个领袖是要充满了热忱。
And the second part is Nehemiah is a God seeker.
第二点呢尼西米是一个寻求神的人。
He prayed often.
他常常祷告。
You know, when he had a passion, if you look at chapter 1 of Nehemiah, he has a passion and God stirred in his heart. He wept over and he felt he has to do something. You know, a lot of time, what we do, we start planning and strategizing and mobilizing.
所以呢当尼西米一旦听到这个事情的时候他心里受到了感动。然后如果我们是尼西米的话我们就开始叫计划起来就开始行动起来就希望开始做事情了。
In chapter 1 verse 4 to 11, he mourned and fast and pray before God of heaven. Chapter 1 verse 4.
在这里说我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
He didn't let his emotional run the course, choke him, and forgot about that he need to seek the Lord.
他没有因为他情感上有了感动之后就马上开始行动他要寻求神的意志。
Nehemiah seek God first and foremost.
所以呢尼西米是先寻求神，也以神为大。
Like most of us, when we are emotionally stirred, we immediately thought of what can I do.
我们一般人的习惯是这样的：当我们情感上有搅动的时候，我们第一的反应一般都是说：“我能做些什么？”
And so we began to plan.We began to give, we began to change.
所以我们就开始计划，就开始奉献，就开始做改变。
To follow our passions.
来追随我们的感情。
This is not what Nehemiah did.
这不是尼西米做的事情。
He seeks God.
他寻求神。
His emotions tells him to go.
他的情感告诉他应该往前走。
His heart and his mind tells him,Seek God.
但是他的心跟他的头脑告诉他你要寻求神。
This is what Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
这是箴言第三章写到的。你要专心仰赖耶和华不可依靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
And the Lord indeed makes Nehemiah's path straight.
所以呢，神呢确实让尼西米的那个道路亨通。
So King Artaxerxes let Nehemiah go back to Jerusalem, give him a pass, and give him resources for the trip.
所以呢，波斯王呢不仅是允许尼西米回到耶路撒冷，而且给了他很多的资源。还有路上的一些保护可以让他可以回到耶路撒冷。
So the second thing is that you seek the Lord. Once you have that passion, once your heart is stirred, you still go to the Lord and seek His face.
所以这就是提醒我们，当我们的心被神搅动之后，我们第一件事情是回到神的面前，寻求他的旨意。
And the third thing Nehemiah, I felt, has some lesson for us, is that he is fearless. He's not easily intimidated.
所以呢，第三件事情我们要学的是尼希米，他是一个没有惧怕的人。
You know, you have to know a spiritual law.Anything of God, in other words, anything that God stirred, anything originated from God, there will always be oppositions.
有这样一个属灵法则，我不讲大家也知道的是，只要是从神起始的事情，都会有反对。
That's a spiritual, you can take home with that. Anything of God, there will be oppositions.
所以这是一个根本的属灵原则，就是所有从神而来的事情都有反对。
Because, first of all, there is a spiritual being called the devil.
啊，首先
he does not want to see the way of God.
首先我们知道魔鬼是不愿意神的旨意得到成全的。
And then second, you have the sinful people.
第二，我们还是有罪的人。
Sinful people always do not understand or go against the Lord's way and Lord's will.
所以有罪的人总是很难理解，也总是喜欢阻拦神的意志。
In the story Nehemiah, he faces numerous oppositions.
所以呢，尼希米呢也面对了各种各样的阻拦。
And this began in chapter 4.
这从第四章的时候开始。
When Israelites began to repair the wall of Jerusalem.
当以色列人开始修建城墙的时候
Sanballat, king of Samaria, became angry.
有一个叫桑巴拉的那个撒玛利亚的王就很生气。
He ridicules the Jews.
他嘲笑犹太人。
And he plotted with other kings to come and fight against the Jews.
他和其他的王呢就策划要来跟以色列人征战。
This puts much fear in the Jews.Who are building the wall.
这样的事情让当年的那些犹太人就很恐惧。
But not Nehemiah.
但是尼希米不是这样的。
He was not intimidated by the threat.
他没有被
Samaritan kings and the lords.
他没有被这些外面这些王的威胁而感到被恐吓。
He posed guards with swords and spears near the gaps of the wall.
他就让很多守卫的人拿着剑拿着标枪在那个城墙的那个破口当中守卫着。
And continue building the broken wall.
然后呢继续来修建这个城墙。
Nehemiah is not afraid to fight.
尼希米不怕打仗。
Instead, the threat leave him more resolved than ever to finish building the wall.
所以这些威胁反而更加坚定了他的决心来完成修建这个城墙。
What can a church leader learn?
所以一个教会的领袖可以学习什么呢?
Don't be intimidated by oppositions.
不要被一些反对意见来怕吓倒。
I have to explain this. Remember, the oppositions in Nehemiah's time came from outside the wall, not Israelites.
所以我要解释一下，这些当时的情况，这些反对意见是从外面来的。
Don't be intimidated by oppositions. Often is maybe come within our body, within our church, people who disagree with you.
所以呢，还要我们要考虑到，有的时候我们要应对的是从内部发出来的反对意见。
So in this case, the application is a little bit different.
在这个地方呢，应用有一点点不一样。
Nehemiah says, okay, you Samaritan had nothing to do with us as Jews, and we are not afraid of your threat.
所以尼希米对于撒玛利亚人的威胁说你们根本就不属于我们，我们也不怕你们的威胁。
But when the church, when people come and oppose you, the leaders,
但是在教会里面，当有人反对你的时候
，That's a little bit different.
这跟这个情况其实不太一样。
That's a little bit different. And we talk about that because as Nehemiah building the wall, he inspired people to build the wall. He becomes the leader of the Jewish people.
所以在尼希米那个时候，他在鼓励大家一起建墙的时候，他变成了犹太人的一个领袖。
He has credibility with his people.
所以呢，他的那些犹太人都是信任他的。
So even if their oppositions within the Jews,
虽然内部里面有一些反对的话
，but he has majority of the people who are with him.
但是大部分人都是与他同在的。
And I don't see that Nehemiah there.Stand up and says, "Either me or nobody."
尼希米没有说要不听我的，要么就没有人可以做。
He's not a dictator in that sense.
啊，他在那里，他并不是一个独裁者。
So when we say we're not intimidated by people, a fearless leader is that he is not intimidated by.People who are outside a church. You can see a lot of that going on in the world today, where the government threatens Christianity, threatens the church, put prohibitions on certain things that you can do as church, as people of God.
当然现在在这个市场也有不少外部对教会的压力，比如像政府有的时候就会规定教会有些事情不能说不能做。
The church leader has two choices. One is to, okay, we obey the government. Another one is says, no, we obey the Lord. We are not intimidated by the government's edict.
在这样的情况下，教会人就有两个选择，一个是说我们就照着政府的来停止我们原来做的事情。另外一个选择就是说，我们还是要顺服我们的神，我们还是该做我们该做的事情。
So that's what Nehemiah did.
这是尼希米所做的事情。
He's not intimidated by the outside oppositions.
他没有被外部的那种反对力量来威胁到。
And the fourth thing.That Nehemiah, we can learn from him, is that his integrity, if this person is beyond reproach.
第四点我们可以学到的是，尼希米是一个正直的人，他是一个无可指责的人。
Remember when we talk about church leader, especially when in the New Testament, when Paul give us qualification for church deacons and elders.
当我们记得在新约里面讲到教会领袖，比如说长老跟执事的那个 qualification，
在提摩太前书里面，
在提摩太前书里面讲到他们的那个选择他们的那个资质，谢谢。
None of them has to do with skill，
没有一个是关于技能的。
Everything has to do with character.
每一件事情都是关于品格。
And you see this happening in Nehemiah's.
所以你看到在尼希米记里面也是这样写的。
His integrity.
他是一个正直的人。
He rebuked, in chapter 5, he rebuked the nobles and officials of Israel for using king's tax to extract extra grains and money from the poor.
在第五章的时候，尼希米指责当地的官长利用波斯王的收税政策来为自己填充腰包。
Accusing these Jewish officials of holding sons and daughters hostages so their family can pay taxes.
甚至逼着他们的亲族的犹太人卖他们的儿女来付他们的税。
Taxman during that time is a king give him the authority to levy taxes on the people.
当时收税是这个样子的，收税的人有从王来的权柄来收集税收。
How much is up to the tax collector?
但收多少呢？是他们自己来定的。
For example, the king demand $10 from the tax revenue.
比如说王的那个要求是十块钱。
But the tax man collect 15.
但是收税的人可以收15块钱。
Then the extra 5 goes to the tax man.
然后多出的5块钱就进了自己的腰包。
So the people cannot pay the tax. The tax man has the authority to confiscate their property.
当老百姓付不出税的时候，他就可以没收这些老百姓的家产。
And even their sons and daughters as indentured servant until they pay it all.
甚至于让那些人的儿女们来做奴役，来付他们的税。
Or they can loan money to these people at a high interest rate.
他们甚至可以用高利贷把钱借给这些穷人们。
That is why taxmen in the biblical time are some of the richest people in Israel and the most hated people.
所以这就是为什么税吏当时在犹太的话，是一方面是有钱人，一方面也是犹太人痛恨的一群人。
This is exactly what happened here in Nehemiah's time.
这个在尼希米记第五章的时候也发生了。
Nehemiah rebuked the noble and the tax official for their greed.
所以呢，尼希米呢就因为他们的贪婪斥责他们。
Instead, Nehemiah showed his countrymen that he is has reverence for God.
但是尼希米呢，让他们的亲族们看到他是一个敬畏神的人。
He shared his full allowances with the people who worked for him.
他把他的食物分享给跟他一起工作的人。
For men of his positions as the governor of Judah, he did not use his privilege to enrich himself.
我们要知道尼希米当时在犹大帝是非常有权力的，因为他是当时的省长，但是他没有用他的这些权力来让自己变得富有。
As leader, often power, authority, and privileges come with it.
作为一个领袖的话，常常是有权力、权柄或者是特权。
And sometimes these privileges lead to fortunes.
很多时候领袖们就用这个机会来增加自己的财富。
Apostle Peter had these words to say to the elder and the overseer.
所以彼得呢，在他的书信里面讲到，就是如何来做教会的长老或者是监督。
Not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lord it over those entrusted to you.But being example to the flock.
是这么说的，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
而且 is over, not lorded over the to those who entrusted.
不会就是
First Peter 5:2 and 3.
First Peter 2 and 3.也不是瑕疵所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
So his integrity, his character is what the leader needs to learn.
所以尼希米的正直和他的这样的榜样是领袖们要学习的。
And then the fifth point that we learn is that leader is always inspirational.
所以一个领袖是要能够激励人心的。
He is not just a good administrator, which Nehemiah is a good administrator.
所以呢，虽然尼希米是一个非常优秀的管理员，他的根本的责任不仅仅是管理。
He's not just an accountant.
他也不仅仅是一个会计。
Which Nehemiah keep track of the progress and his resources to complete the project.
虽然尼西米这方面是非常能干的，因为他能够计划这个事情的进展，并且能够善用他的资源。
But he inspired people.
但这些都不是最关键的，最关键的是他能够激励人心，因为让人家可以来追随他。
And you see this in chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. I'll read it here. This is Nehemiah speaking. Then I say to them, you are the trouble. You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me, and what the king has said to me. They replied, let us start building. So they begin this good work.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
Leaders lead people.
领袖要带领人民。
If you are a self-proclaimed leader, all you need to do is look behind you.
如果你觉得是领袖的话，你往后看一下就知道了。
How many people are inspired by you? How many people are following your lead?
有多少人在你的领导之下？
And if you don't see anybody behind you, and then probably you are not leadership quality.
他说，如果你发现后面其实没有人在追随你的话，你恐怕不是一个领袖。
Leader must clearly communicate his visions and goal to inspire people to follow his visions.
所以，一个领袖必须非常清楚的来交流他的意向和他的目标，这样人家可以来追随。
Leader can't just say, let the people decide.
所以一个领袖不能说，让大家一起决定吧。
Or, let's vote on it.
让我们大家来投个票吧。
Or worse, whatever. I'm just here as a hired help.
或者更糟糕的是说，我才不管呢，我不过是雇来做事情的一个人。
It's easy for me to say, because that's a biblical model.In America, it's that there is a democracy model, congregational model.
所以在美国，其实这是非常普遍的一个事情，因为大家都追求一个民主。
Everybody vote. Anything in the church is put to a vote.
每个事情都要投票，教会的什么事情都要投个票。
That's American style Christianity.
这是美国特色的基督。
It's not a biblical style of Christianity.
这个跟圣经其实写的不是很一样。
I see the Bible says once the apostles propose certain things, all I see the description is everybody agree.
圣经里写的是当使徒们说我们应该这样做的时候，教会的弟兄姐妹们都非常的赞成。
It didn't say majority of the people agree, and we counted the vote.
并没有说我们数了数票数，大部分人还都同意了。
So it's very hard for today American style leadership, American style church to have leaders says, follow me. Let's go. Let's do this.
所以在美国教会的领袖，很难可以跟大家说我们来做这件事情吧。
I don't know. You know, it's hard to be an American church leader.
所以在美国做一个教会的领袖还是蛮困难的。
But you see, in Nehemiah time,
但我们看到在尼希米的时候，
he leads and people are willing to follow him.
他领着一些能够愿意追随他的犹太人。
Because he tells people, this is what God has done for us. Look at this. This God has inspired us. Look at the wall. Look at where you are. Look at how poor you have been. Let's do this.
他告诉他们， 这一切都是神的意思，神要为我们做的事情。然后同时我们也看看我们的光景，我们是多么的凄凉。让我们来做这件事情吧。
And lastly, I'm going to be, this is the sixth.
啊，第六点。
This is my last point.
最后一点。
It's probably hard to see.
有一点不容易看到。
Is the lead, probably the most important.
这可能是最重要的一点。
That a leader is willing to relinquish his leadership.
一个领袖一个重要的特点就是他愿意放掉自己的权利。
放弃。You know, Nehemiah, you know who he is? He's the big three of the post-exilic period of Israel's history.
我们仔细想想尼希米是这样的一个人呢，他是其实是在流放之后的犹太人当中的三巨头。
Yeah, then you have the king Zerubbabel.
一个所罗巴伯是大卫的一个后代。
And then you have Ezra, who is the priest and scribes.
所以呢
，He's the religious leaders.
以斯拉是一个宗教领袖，因为他是祭司和文士。
And then you have Nehemiah.
然后就是尼希米了。
Nehemiah actually has probably the most power because he was given the authority by the Persian king to be the governor of Judea.
所以从世上的权利来说的话，尼希米的地位很高，因为是波斯王直接给他权利来管理犹大全地。
You know what is that like? Remember Pontius Pilate in Jesus' time?
在耶稣的时候，他的地位就相当于比拉多一样。
Pontius Pilate is just a governor sent by the Roman Empire.
所以比拉多
govern Judea.
比拉多那个时候是罗马帝国送去来管理犹大全地的。
But see, all the king has to go to the governor for any decisions.
所以那些王都不能自己做决定，都要去比拉多那边求他一起做个决定。
The chief priests, when they want to crucify Jesus, they don't have the authority. They have to go to the governors.For authority, only the governor can crucify somebody.
所以那些祭司长虽然想杀耶稣，但他们也没有这个权柄，他们不得不把耶稣带到比拉多面前，叫他做这个决定。
So this is Nehemiah's positions.
这就是尼希米当时的他的地位。
So he is probably the first among three.
所以他在三个人当中应该是他说话最响的。
But.He left it all. He, in chapter 13, you see, next week you'll find out that he left all this power, prestige, and glory, and the privileges. He went back to Persia to be a cupbearer again.
但是他放下了所有的这些权利、这些荣耀、这些地位，然后愿心甘情愿的回到了波斯的地方，再去做他的酒政。
If you are a leader in the church, and you are unwilling to give up that leadership position because you have enjoyed it for so long, you are the boss in the church.
如果是教会领袖做久了，有的人就产生这样一个错觉，就愿意做教会的一个老板。
And that's the question, isn't it? That the church conflict comes.Who is the boss?
教会纷争的时候一般都是这样的，在教会到底谁说了算呢？
And some people are unwilling to give up that influential positions.
有的时候人不愿意放掉自己的影响力。
Even when some people will take their,You know, they transfer the membership from another church to just, you know, for the church that I serve in Richmond. They transfer, but they were the elders in that church, prior church. Now he transferred to our church in Richmond, and people still call him 长老, elder, elder whoever.
啊，我们有时候有一个坏习惯，有的时候从别的教会过来的，在原来的教会是做长老的弟兄们来的话，我们还是习惯上叫他们长老。
So he continued. I mean, he doesn't see anything wrong with the people calling him 长老。
他们也不是。
He's not a 长老 in this new church.
有的时候这些弟兄没有意识到，他们在一个新的教会里面，其实他们并不是长老的职分。
You see, what I'm saying is that people who enjoy leadership, who has been the boss in the church for a long time, and he is used to that.
在教会做领袖做习惯了的话，可能会产生这样的一个错觉。
And he is unwilling to give that up.
可能就不太愿意把这样的一个职分放下。
Even the title, he is unwilling to give it up.
所以就连这样的称呼也忘记把它放掉了。
So I just keep reminding our church here.Don't call me 牧师。
所以提醒大家一下，不要叫我牧师。
I was a 牧师 over there, but I wasn't a 牧师 here.
So, and
help me to be humble.
所以原来我在那个教会是牧师，但我现在在这里不是牧师，请大家帮助我谦卑下来。
Help me to be humble.
帮助我谦卑下来。
So these are six things.That is, I think it's important for our leaders. As we are still seeking maybe someone to come among us to shepherd and to teach, to work, with us.
这六件事情是我们特别要注意的，特别是我们希望能够寻求牧者来跟我们来一起工作。
Nehemiah is unique.
尼希米是一个很独特的人。
In the book of scriptures.
这本书在这个圣经里是非常独特的。
He was not a king.
因为尼希米他不是一个王。
He was not a prophet.
也不是个先知。
He was not a priest.
也不是个祭司。
He's not a scribe.
也不是个文士。
He was, in that sense, he's not really educated.
说其实他也没有受过什么教育。
He's not born into positions of power and authority.
他不是生在权贵之家。
He was a slave in a different country.
他是一个奴隶，他是一个外国的一个奴隶。
He's a cupbearer.
他只是个酒正而已。
You all know what cupbearer is, right? He'd be the first one to die if somebody wanted to kill the king.
酒正的工作是尝
poison,
尝王的酒，如果有毒到他先死，是他的工作。
He's expendable.
对，他是一个其实无足轻重的人物。
Yes, his story is recorded in the scripture.
但是这样的一个人，他的故事被记录在神圣的书卷当中。
In fact, he's the one of three who responsible for the reconstitution of the nation of Israel.
他是三个人当中的一个，来帮助以色列来重建他们的国家。
I dare say he's one of the great leader of the post-exilic Jewish nations.
所以他是在流放之后的犹太人当中的一个伟大的领袖。
God used Nehemiah's passions for the city of God.
所以神使用尼希米的热忱来重建神的城市。
God gave him wisdom to deal with issues.
神也给他智慧来对付各种各样的问题。
God draw him close through his prayers and petitions.
神也与他亲近，通过他的祷告和他的求告。
God uses circumstances to forge his fearlessness and integrity in times of trouble.
神用他各种各样的遭遇来塑造他，让他成为一个大胆无畏充满正直的人。
That is how a leader is made.
这是一个领袖如何产生的一个过程。
That is how leader can be used.
这也是领袖被使用的一个过程。
Not just because a few years of experiences or a couple of years of seminary school and
so
you are qualified to be leaders.
所以一个领袖的资格 并不是靠了几年的经验或者是有一些神学院的学习就能够得到的。
A New Testament says that it is good that one desires to be a leader in the church, but at it, let him be tested first.
所以呢，在新约里面讲到，一个人羡慕圣工是做教会领袖是一个很好的事情，但是又加了一句，让这些人先受试验。
I believe as our church move forward, we must have a biblical view of leadership.
所以呢，我相信我们教会往前走的时候，我们特别要建立一个根据圣经的一个领袖观。
We are to call someone not to lead us because God leads us, but to be a servant.
所以我们将来如果要聘牧的，不是寻找一个人来带领我们，而是寻找一个人是神的仆人。
Who has a passion for the Lord?
对神充满了热忱。
Who seeks the Lord in prayers?
在祷告中寻求神的旨意。
Who can inspire his people?
能够激励神的子民。
Who is humble before God?
在神的面前谦卑。
And fearless of the critics.
在批评面前没有畏惧。
And live a life that is beyond reproach.
并且可以活出一个无可指责的生活。
That's Nehemiah.
这就是尼希米。
That's the servant.
这是神的仆人。
May God bless us.
愿神保守我们。
With someone who can come among us and to serve the Lord and His people.
愿他能够送一个神的仆人来领导这个教会。
那领导这个教会，来 work with us.
来跟教会的弟兄姐妹一起工作。
来服侍弟兄姐妹。
来服侍弟兄姐妹。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you show us that you are the servant.
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，因为你让我们看到你是一个仆人。
You told us that you come not to be served, but to serve.
因为你说过你来不是被服侍，而是来服侍人。
So we pray, Lord Jesus.
所以我们祷告主耶稣基督。
You continually put the picture of yourself, the humility that you possess in our heart.
让你持续不断在我们的心里面显现你那谦卑的样子。
So we know how to be a servant.
所以我们学会如何做一个仆人。
We ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们凭着主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.